And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 23rd of September, 2025. Today is the birthday of Joshua Evans, born on this day in 1731. Joshua Evans was an American Quaker minister, journalist, and abolitionist. Following a powerful spiritual experience in 1754, he devoted his life to concerns for the abolition of human slavery, the suffering of victimized Native Americans, the abuse of animals, war, and other social evils. At the age of 28, Evans became a minister in the Quaker Church and gave up the use of slave-grown products. He also abstained from animal food, as he did from the use of leather and the skins of slaughtered beasts. Once, when commenting on the despoiling greed for land, he noted that it caused suffering and death among the Negroes and Indians and even the poor beasts of the field and the birds of the air. He preached against westward expansion because of the suffering it was causing. Joshua Evans, who said, "I thought I saw and had to believe that life was intended to be at the disposal of him who gave it, that as all creatures, even the smallest insects, have generally a sense of danger. Therefore, as we cannot give life, let us be very cautious of taking it away. Those who refuse to take life or partake in animal food can hardly be thought offensive to God and ought not to be censured or condemned by men. My mind was enlarged in love of God and to my brethren, my neighbors, and fellow creatures throughout the world. I understood that life was sweet to all living creatures." And it's the birthday of Germain Dupri, born on this day in 1972. Germain Dupri Malden is an American songwriter, record producer, rapper, and music executive, raised in Atlanta, Georgia, as the son of Columbia Records executive Michael Malden. He began his career in music at the age of 9. Dupri is the CEO of So So Def, a Grammy Award-winning songwriter and producer, Hall of Famer, author, and DJ. Germain Dupri started his vegan journey in 2006 after a 25-day cleanse made him feel more energized. He immediately felt a difference, and although he didn't have a name for what he was doing, he knew he wanted to continue to eat healthy food. His friends suggested that what he was really doing was going vegan, and the rest is history. Germain aims to promote veganism by making it flavorful and accessible, which he does through his own vegan ice cream brand, JD's Vegan, and by partnering with other plant-based companies and advocates like PETA. His PETA campaign reads, "Feel the beets, lose the meats, go vegan." The publication of Seeds of Change, the International Vegan Rights Alliance and the Vegan Rights Revolution by Jeanette Rowley was on this day in 2024. In the foreword, the author writes, "I became aware of the novel idea of human rights protections for vegans as a law student. I was lucky enough to spend the summer working for Animal Justice. The Canadian Animal Law Organization had just helped a vegan veterinary student with an outrageous case. She was told that after undertaking a spay operation on a dog, she would be required to euthanize the animal. If she refused, she would not graduate. The school finally backed down once our lawyers got involved. Her 11-month-old beagle patient was adopted by a loving family, and the school ended the routine killing of healthy dogs." Jeanette Rowley's Seeds of Change encourages vegans to defend their right to live with compassion in their daily lives and inspires further vegan rights advocacy as seeds of change that contribute to animal protection. And here's a poem for today by Gerard Manley Hopkins, Pied Beauty. Glory be to God for dappled things, for skies of couple color as a brinded cow, for rose moles all in stipple upon trout that swim, fresh fire-coal chestnut falls, finches' wings, landscape plotted and pieced, fold, fallow, and plow, and all trades, their gear and tackle and trim, all things counter, original, spare, strange, whatever is fickle, freckled, who knows how, with swift slow, sweet sour, a dazzle dim, he fathers forth whose beauty is past change, praise him. Hide Beauty by Gerard Manley Hopkins. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that to live vegan is to allow the mind to be enlarged in love for God, one's brethren, neighbors, and fellow creatures throughout the world.